This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Musicians based in or who are from the St. Louis area just keep putting out great work. So we're back today with a selection of fresh tracks that could become your new favorites. Here to share her picks for the November edition of St. Louis on the Air's New Music Roundup is singer-songwriter Alexia Simone. Welcome to the New Music Roundup of this.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank y'all for having me.
And where would we be without Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer and the originator of this monthly new music show?
Hello.
Hey. Now, a quick reminder before we dive in. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL Music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air, New Music Roundup. Let's start with one of your picks, Alexia. This is a song called Mistakes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Okay. Brock Seals. We know Brock Seals for a lot of things. Just a multifaceted creative all around, but yeah, the fact that he is putting out music at this level and at this rate is so amazing. So Mistakes is a song off of his new EP, Our Rhythm, and it's actually a trilogy, apparently. I don't know. It's featuring Mick Jenkins, very jazzy, very ethereal, and I don't know. I love the joint.
So. Mm-hmm. Let's give this song, Mistakes, a listen.
Trying to find what defines me, a seven-figure salary, a Chevy with box seats, suitcase full of paint on the backseat, Marvin Gaye and a tape deck, a blunder, relax me. I ain't been a driven since 19, vision blurry with my eyes full of Visine, put the heater to your neck like a violin. Why we always gotta resort to violins? I guess it makes sense when you ain't got sense that you should take it, but that is basic. We gotta think beyond. That's the type of shit that I be on. Trying to live and feel alive. Wanna vibe, not just survive. I'm trying to spread the message like I'm yelling it from the mountainside. I yearn for the unity we felt when my crown died. And I thank God for all my mistakes. Without those, I would not be great. I thank God for all my mistakes. Without those, I would not be great. You just send a message and we going. It ain't nothing cause I'm having motion. This what happens lately when you chosen. We floating away.
And that is Brock Seals and Nate Fox with Mistakes.
There's at least one song each month that gives me a new mantra. And this is one of those songs for me where it's like, I thank God for all my mistakes. Mm-hmm. Without those, I would not be great. Yes, felt that really mm-hmm. deeply.
Is that part of what attracted you to this song too?
Honestly, the message, mm-hmm. especially, I don't know, today, everybody is so hard on themselves. And yeah. It's really important. It felt spiritual to me. Like I said, the jazzy and etherealness of the song made me kind of feel that, but it almost feels spiritual. Mantra is a great word mm-hmm. for sure.
Let's move to our next pick, which was from me.
Yeah.
This is a song from Black Buddha Bear. And what I want to sort of cue people into is the lyrics and how they unfold into each other in a way that makes you pay attention. So let's hear a little bit of this song. It's called Broken Road by Black Buddha Bear.
Died for bus fare. The roads there are too hard for walking. Mine's too full for talking now, babe. I say I wrote down a list of things I'll do better. I'm just on the road to get to you, but you know my mind stayed. I stayed true, and even though I did all the things that I shouldn't do, I thought that the time waits. Nah, I'm staying away later than I was before. And half of the time I was stuck in my mind, but I couldn't know. Yeah, but I couldn't know that all of this time on the broken road was making me stronger. Though it's taking me longer than it was before. And half of the time I was stuck in my mind, but I couldn't know. Slow and steady now.
And that's Black Buddha Bear with Broken Road. Alexia.
Yeah, I love his voice. So much power, so much soul. But to what you were saying, I feel like, I don't know, the lyrics take you on a story. His pen, I love his music because his pen is just super duper strong. But yeah, it takes you on a story. It paints a picture for you. And again, just feelings and emotions I know we all feel often. So to be able to kind of, I don't know, wrap that into melody, that's so tight to me.
And the first time I heard Black Buddha Bear, he was less than like 12 feet from me. Mm-hmm. And it was like almost a cappella. Mm. It was just really powerful. The next pick is one that comes from you, Alexia, and it is reminiscent of the 90s.
Oh my gosh, is this LaToya?
Yes, it is.
Okay, no.
Let's hear a little bit of the song so people understand why you responded in that way. This is 90s R&B Love by LaToya Sharon and the Hamiltones. It's a remix.
Everybody's looking for love, and there's more than enough to go around. But why haven't I found my somebody? Don't want just anybody. I'm looking for the real thing. I had enough of Mr. Wrongs. I want my Mr. Right. Be a queen for my king. We liked him for life, but where he at though? I don't wanna wait no more. I don't want that struggle though. Listening to Joe to say, yeah. Been all around the world and I can't find my baby. Yeah. I got both eyes open. Ooh. I said I'm looking and I'm searching. Ooh. Where is my blessing? Yeah. I'm gonna find the one. I gotta find the one. I got both eyes open. Ooh. Said I'm looking and I'm searching.
And that is 90s R&B Love by LaToya Sharon and the Hamiltones, and this is a remix.
Yes. A remix. No, I had the pleasure of attending LaToya's Still Shining, Still Becoming live recording. And it was amazing. This was one of the songs that stuck out to me, though. So I know she dropped it as a single and dropped it again recently as a remix. So yeah, shout out to the Hamiltones. I mean, 90s R&B love is just a real thing, and it's like something that we all long for.
So. I love songs that push you back into an era, and even the interpolation of the Jodeci songs, mm-hmm. when she makes that mention, it's like, oh, I was a child in the 90s, mm-hmm. but I like to pretend like I was like understood what those songs were about, and now that I'm grown, I'm like, yes, give me that feeling back, because I couldn't relate as a child, but yeah. Now I can.
Okay. And it's this combination of longing and light, mm-hmm. that is, yes. really appealing, mm-hmm. about this song. The next pick is from you, Maya.
Yes, I got to throw a curveball in there. We had some R&B. We're going to have more R&B in a little bit. But for now, we're going to hit you with some EDM. So this is a song by Skrillex, Dylan Brady, and Caroline Polachek. And it's called Hit Me Where It Hurts.
Thank you.
and that was Hit Me Where It Hurts by Skrillex and Dylan Brady and Caroline Polachek. The St. Louis connection is Dylan Brady. He's one half of 100 Gex. And I picked this song because every now and then during our roundups, I like to put in those kind of mainstream sounds to remind, one, to show love, but two, to remind our audience that St. Louis really is out here making big moves, really influencing what mainstream music sounds like today. Even if you're not into EDM or, you know, Skrillex isn't your thing, Skrillex is a big deal. He takes his music to like all around the world. Mm-hmm. And while he does that, he's taking St. Louis with him.
And hearing this in the playlist is a way to kind of invigorate you too.
Wake up, guys. We're going to the club.
The club.
A very particular kind of club. The next pick is one that is another R&B song. And Alexia, it's by Lexi Liu.
Yes.
Tell us about Insane.
Man, I love Insane. Shout out to Lexi Liu. I think she dropped it around like Halloween. So I don't know if you can imagine the rollout, the vibes. It was very like on theme. But Lex's output is amazing as far as just like dropping music. And she's not afraid to like push it. I love the song structure. Her voice sounds really good. And she just takes, I don't know, she takes this music stuff to new heights every time. So. Mm-hmm.
Let's hear a bit of that track. It's called Insane by Lexi Liu.
Got me out here looking crazy. Had me thinking that you want my baby. Never thought you'd be the one to play me, yeah. Contemplating, was it really love? Or did you just make it up? Either way, I've had enough. Look why you did, you got me all up in my head. Keep trying to forget the promise. Way. Now you got me caught up, twisted in your game. So now I gotta make you feel this pain. Baby, I'm about to go insane.
Alexia picked a very relatable song for a lot of people out here, myself included. So relatable. It's a great song. It's so relatable that I almost was low-key triggered by the first verse. I was like, oh, man. Where did you get my diary, Lexi Liu? But no, this is a great song. I really enjoyed it, especially that part where she kind of gets a little louder. Like, baby, I'm about to go. I can just see her, like, hemming the dude up. Like, if you don't start acting right, I'm going to go insane.
Yeah, and this line. So was it really love or did you just make it up? Either way, I've had enough.
Period.
Period, yeah. So changing gears here a little bit.
Yes.
This next pick is one, Maya, from you. And it is someone whose name and voice is familiar, but this is something different.
Yes, Beth Bambara has been out here in the music scene in St. Louis and really everywhere for a while. She has a beautiful voice, a wonderful pen with her songwriting, and this is her one of her newest songs, What I'm Here For.
Running from the darkness, was I running to be found?
that was What I'm Here For by Beth Bambara. This, right now it's very cloudy. It's a little rainy. This is one of them songs where you lean up against the window and stare out of it longingly. And like I said, I've always enjoyed everything that Beth has put out. And also, like, send out some healing vibes to her because she was in a crazy accident.
Yeah.
But this song, and she has a Christmas song out now, too. She's one of those artists in our region that's constantly putting out music, that's constantly uplifting the music scene, and I just really appreciate her.
Yeah. There's something you mentioned, Alexia, about what you thought of when you heard this.
Yeah, if there's any Stranger Things fans out there, I don't know. I feel like I was running through the Upside Down, like, when I heard this song, lots of 80s vibes, which I really love, and yeah, just kind of taking us back a little bit.
Yeah, like, put this on the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm, I mean, I thought of John Hughes, so, you know, again, like an 80s reference.
Yeah.
This song is an earworm,
mm-hmm.
And I can't help but sing along with it. Speaking of earworms and keeping people on their toes, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of toe curling, here is the next pick. It is by Mahogany Rain. So tell us about this song before we hear a little.
I feel like a lot of my picks were very like R&B focused, yes. And you know.
And I love it. Thank you.
I do what I can, girl. A lot of like sultry vibes, but I don't know. R&B is a lot of things, but we can't ignore that it's sexy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We had to throw a little bit of oomph in
there. Oh, there.
Yeah. Spice.
So here is Drip by Mahogany Rain.
Ready, set, go. Been waiting all day. Yeah, I've been waiting for you. Put your hands around my neck. Tell me you love me. Show me how to love you. Slowly let me love you. Can I kiss it tonight? Daddy, it's your show. I wanna know if it's alright. Nobody like you, babe. Nobody, babe. Can do my body like you, babe. Or talk me through. Do it like you, I love how you do it.
And that is Drip by Mahogany Rain. Any thoughts on this before we move to our next track?
You couldn't see us, but we were doing a body roll.
Mm-hmm.
It was grooving. It is very sultry. Again, the weather might fit it in some ways. It is kind of drippy outside in a different way. But, you know, it's very romantic and sultry.
It is. And I'm a fan of SideQuest, Mahogany Rain, also Khadija. Amazing makeup artist, does hair, and but she also writes, like, and she sings, and I feel like a lot of people are just like that, but putting out music is hard. The fact that she got this out in the world, I think it's a beautiful thing, so shout out to Mahogany Rain.
There's also this theme of people doing many different creative things
exactly.
In St. Louis.
Do not put yourself in a box. Do everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so the next pick is one that comes from you.
Yes.
Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce this for us.
Yeah, so I have always heard this artist's name, but I've just now gotten to his music because of watching Keeneland, which is the movie that Cammie Thomas was just here talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this is his song. This is Chase Sanchez's song, Taken From Me.
There's no damn exchange, it was taken from me. Had a dream that I saw a stain, it was waiting from me on the sidewalk. Can't explain, I remain, I'm on the sidewalk. Feeling strange, what my mama told me. This world comes with pain, see my greatest homie live life. He was 17, died from overdosing on the sidewalk. See me now, a man's cleaning up the sidewalk. Traumatized. My father was traumatized, my mother was traumatized. When she had a second kid, I heard her pray when I arrived. Granny always blessing me and hoping that I walk with God. Cause I'm in the midst of traffic with my head up in disguise. I've been distracted and I got some lashings, but I always knew to memorize where the hit that matches. I was
but smoke the weed for passion. Now I only like the action, a social action. But when I'm smoking, niggas ain't meshing. Like, I got a zip, and you say you got a gram. I say I'm finna make a flip, you say you got what's in hand. I'm like, that's only $5.
And that's Chay Sanchez and his song Taken From Me. He has a full album out called Mari. It also came out like on a day where a lot of music was dropping, like September 4th. I was just surprised by, like, I don't know, something about September 4th. But this song was very relatable in a different way, very vulnerable and beautiful because, you know, he's talking about some real stuff that oftentimes I think people kind of shy away from because of how difficult it can be to hear it. So I love that he dedicated, you know, some music to some real talk, real life situations.
Yeah, Che knows how to also just blend the genres, like, really well. Like, go into the singing, get into the spitting bars. And to your point, they're super relatable and super real. He always has something to say, which I love. So, yes.
And the clarity of the voice and the lyrics, I think it really serves well what he's trying to do. Whether this is a personal reflection or a persona and a story that he's trying to relate. And again, that was Taken From Me by Chay Sanchez. We are going to move to a little bit of a reminder of what we've heard in the past, because Alexia, you have been a featured guest on our show. It was back in February. Yes. Let's remind folks what you sound like, not when you're doing Roundup, but when you are using your pipes in another way.
Period.
Here is Alexia Simone's More Than Enough.
The daytime and the nighttime, on the summer nights, on this winter nights, will you be my light? You'll be more than enough for you.
So Alexia Simone with More Than Enough. This song, Alexia, is on Multiply, which is the album that came out earlier this year. Yeah. Where have you been performing your music since then?
Man, I was on tour in September, the R&B After Dark tour with Ida Day and BB the Neo Soul.
Yeah.
So much fun. Here, St. Louis City Winery and the Chicago City Winery. And I didn't make it to Nashville, but BB and Ida went to Nashville and finished that out. I had a dark room show.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what month that was. Maybe April. and that was cool. It was like the Multiply experience. So I got to perform in its entirety. I did Downtown Summer Nights this summer. I've been keeping it real cute. I dropped more visuals around this project than like actually getting on stage, but it's
and you were doing the choreography to this song while we were listening to it, weren't you?
Oh my gosh, the first time I ever did choreography with any song, so that was such a fun experience. Shout out to MJ.
In 10 seconds, what's your next show?
My next show, I don't know.
Not sure yet,
but I do have a single coming out.
Okay.
Holiday thing.
Maybe holiday theme.
All right.
Well, keep
your ears out.
Yep, we will do that.
Yeah.
Alexia Simone is a singer-songwriter. Maya Norfleet is a producer for St. Louis on the Air and our monthly music show originator. Thank you both for bringing us some fresh selects today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.